All right, 8 minutes gone past the hour of five. Good evening to you once again. I remain Kala Dakaru Batabo. You can call me Kalada. And we're still having hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And it's time for me to change the conversation right about now. And this time, I want us to bring the conversation to Rivers State. Yes, I want us to bring the conversation to Rivers State. But before I do that, I want to give you some facts. Now, according to the NBS, as at 2020, Rivers State was ranked among top six states with very high unemployment rates. As you know, or as you may know, unemployment rate is forecast to be 43 or about 43% thereabouts in this year, 2023. That is 43% or about 43% of our total population. Interesting, right? As at the last time a proper data finding was done on unemployment rate in Nigeria, it was pegged at 33.3%. And in 2022, the forecast was about 37%. Now, it is forecast to be about 43%. So I did a quick finding, or a quick find, I beg your pardon, and as seen on Statista, it's a website on Statista, Rivers State unemployment statistics is pegged at 17.63% using some international methodology. And if you want to use local methodology, River State's unemployment rate is put at 41.59%. That is unemployment statistics in River State. I do recall that sometime in the second term of this current administration, the governor was asked and, you know, the conversation was brought to the fore, unemployment that is, and the governor or the government did say at the time that employments were generated through the various projects that were embarked upon by the government in the various LGAs in the state. Some other talks about employment did happen. Of course, the River State University at some time, you know, was said to have employed people into the institution. However, from my records, I do know that about 2 months ago, the governor did give a directive that about 10,000 people should be employed into the civil service, I also do remember that last year, the governor said it would be 5,000 persons employed into the civil service. And I do remember that a lot of people tried to apply, both indigens and non-indigens, you know, into the civil service at the time. So I'm going to go back to a comment attributed to the governor of Rivers State. I have a sound bite that I would like to play for you when he was yet again emphasizing on the directive. As a matter of fact, he was asking a recently inaugurated board responsible for the employment of people into the civil service to ensure that within 1 month they employ Rivers people, about 10,000 Rivers people. I'm going to play the soundbite for you. Listen.
Accordingly, we have improved the ease of doing business, primarily tackled insecurity, and created an enabling fiscal regime for business to thrive in the state. Going around the state, we can see new investments and companies spring up and hire workers due to the friendly fiscal and economic measures we have put in place. Recently, we directed the Civil Service Commission to initiate the employment process of 10,000 workers into the state civil service.
All right, so you had it yourself. He was being represented by Dr. Tami Danagogo, I believe it was, yeah, just give me a minute. Yeah, Tami Danagogo, who is the secretary to the River State Government. All right. But however, since all of these directives were given, not much has been said about the employment process. Not much have been said about it. To be fair, I tried to get in touch with the Commissioner for Information, but I did not get a response. Because we would really have loved to know what really the process is like currently. So in our news bulletin on Wednesday, we had some people complaining, although the governor's given the directive, although he has said that, 10,000 people should be employed, we're yet to see. And of course, there's also the talk about promotion within the civil service. So when our reporter went out there and spoke to some of them, they said, nothing has been done. They are yet to hear anything from the government. No promotion and no employment just yet. So take a listen to the soundbite.
I'm not part of the panel, but I know that it must reflect in salary. Seeing the promotion I've done, without even giving the letter, they can do other work to make sure that it has reflected to salary by this month. Nobody has been paid. But I believe by this month's salary, everything will commend. Promotion letter has not been given to anybody for now.
There was no way to be visible last month because the time of the promotion, time of working out, so much and all that, it's not visible. So this month, it's visible this month.
All right, so it's not visible yet, but they are hoping, it might be visible. It might be visible, they said. They are yet to receive any letter of promotion or its financial benefits. But the little that we now know comes from the River State Universal Basic Education. If you would remember, in the course of this week, there was a little imbroglio at the State Universal Basic Education. Is it the Rivers Primary School Board? I think, yeah, that's the location. There was a little imbroglio. So some people came out and said, we heard that they have started the employment. Some people are going to sit for the exam, and we didn't get any text message. Some people, the people who were allowed to go in, who were granted access into the exam hall to sit for the exam, said, we were sent text messages. So it means that just maybe, what I deduce, by the way, just maybe the processes are ongoing, but it's done in a clandestine manner. My deduction, I might be wrong. I stand to be corrected, like I would always say. But let's listen to some of the people who were interviewed by our correspondent in the course of the week.
They should do free and fair whatsoever, like sending people messages. Some person should know, some didn't know.
Majority of us here, we are not invited. You understand? We are not sent text message.
I went to a cyber cafe to have a printer. See the way it is. There is no message. I saw a kind of random sampling technique that they choose people within locality or who know. That is what I saw here. Like people that I met here, they were telling me that they were from a Chamanzi, they were from this person.
Me, I just came in. I didn't get any SMS message. I just came in and I heard that some
places
are inside that they invited them. All of us, literally, all of us
have
been invited.
So, I have a lot of questions in my head. So many questions popping up right now. Is it that these people who were not invited but did apply did not meet the criteria that was released by the board or was released by the River State government. And by the way, the board of the Civil Service Commission was given 1 month. I want to believe since that directive was given, more than 1 month time period has elapsed. So I'm wondering, you know, a lot of the times, promises are made, especially by, you know, government officials, politicians alike. Promises are made. But is this one of those such promises that maybe, emphasis on the word maybe, I cannot really tell. And this is one way of hoping, you know, by having this conversation, of hoping that the government, the River State government, will help inform and educate Rivers people on how the whole employment and promotion process in the civil service is happening or ongoing. But that also being said, unemployment is a serious issue. You can relate the insecurity in a place to the level of unemployment. You can relate the level of poverty in a place to the level of unemployment. Unemployment, as a matter of fact, to a large extent, influences the economy of a given space or environment. And so it's very important and pertinent that we talk about how we can, as a people, whether indigenes or non-indigenes, as long as we are in River State, doing business in River State, living in River State, and especially as a new government is about to, you know, come into power, how can we tackle unemployment in River State? Recently, we've heard so much about cult wars, gang wars, killings here, killings there. I like to think if people are very busy, if people are very productive and they are receiving, you know, a wonderful pay for what they do, I don't think they would want to indulge in some of these activities that are currently bedeviling our society. So how do you think the government, I don't want to really put this government in the fore because it has about 18 days to leave office, but the incoming government, how can unemployment be reduced drastically in River State? Remember the statistic, as at 2020, River State was among top six when we look at the unemployment rate in Nigeria. And I've just also said that when you look at, from the recent statistics, look at the unemployment rate in River State, using international methodology, River State has 17 plus percent. Using our Nigerian methodology, River State is somewhere around the 40 plus percent region. How then can we reduce? You heard it yourself, they have promised unemployment into the civil service, but then it's the civil service the right way to reduce unemployment in River State? In our bulletin, in-house bulletin in the course of the week, we also talked to, you know, some civil servants who were complaining about the working environment at the State Secretariat. Some complained about the lift not working, the hygienic situation of the toilet, you know. Some talked about the electricity supply issue. You know, there is the poor working environment, as some of them have complained. But there's also my observation where sometimes I argue or I postulate that not so much work, don't get me wrong now, not so much work is usually done in the civil service. And once again, I stand to be corrected. And so I'm asking the question, is the civil service the right way? You said you want to reduce unemployment in River State. Should the civil service be the channel Or do you think there is some wonderful, wonderful means of reducing unemployment in River State? If you know, please let me know as well. It's time for me to begin to take calls. 23 minutes gone past the hour. Should I? I've got an ad coming up in about 2 minutes. So, you know what? I'm just going to reel out the numbers. After the break, I'll come back. I'll take your calls. I'll take your messages. Remember, we're live on Facebook and on Twitter. Nigeria Info PH is the handle. And we'll talk for the betterment of our society, for the development of our society. Remember, that's what the conversation is about. So when you eventually have the opportunity to contribute, don't be divisive. Let's talk for development. This is not an opportunity for you to insult the government or the governor or any other official of government. Remember, like I would say, those positions are exalted positions and deserve the respect. You might not like the individual, but respect the office nonetheless. So the numbers to call, 0817-923-0002. That's the first number. The second number, 0817-923-0003. For messages, 0809-030-6416. Remember, you could also drop your comments on Facebook and on Twitter. Nigeria Info PH is the handle. We'll go for a quick break. When we come back, I'll take your calls, I'll take your contributions. All right, it's time for us to open the phone lines. Once again, the numbers to call, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. The question I'm asking is, or I have several questions, by the way. And the first one is, do you see this promise by the River State government coming to fruition? It's been more than 2 months or over 2 months. And yet the directive was that in 1 month, the board that was recently inaugurated should employ about 10,000 persons. At first, like I mentioned earlier, the directive was first given sometime last year. And at that time, 5,000 persons was the target. Do you see this coming to fruition, or is just one of those promises that we never get to see? But then again, if the promise were to come to pass, the question I have in my head, should the civil service be the way that we tackle unemployment in River State? Or should we be looking at other ways? Should we be looking at maybe partnering with the private sector, maybe partnering so that investors can come into River State and invest and thereby create, opportunity for people to be employed? Could that be one way at creating jobs? Or do you think, yes, the government cannot employ everybody, but the little that they can do is employing people into the civil service, and that's one great way to reduce unemployment in River State. I'd like to hear from you. Once again, you can call in 0817-923-0002. The other number to use, 0817-923-0003. Text messages, WhatsApp messages should go to the number 0809-030-6416. That number doubles as both WhatsApp and text messaging number. How best do you think we can tackle unemployment? Because when you look at unemployment in River State, it directly or indirectly affects you and I. Like I mentioned earlier, insecurity can be related to unemployment. Poverty can be related to unemployment, right? The inability to afford some of the things that we desire can also be related to unemployment or underemployment. And I did say that international methodology puts the statistics of unemployed persons in River State at 17%+. And when it comes to the local way of looking at it, which is that people don't have jobs, even if they wanted to work, it is put at over 40%. That means almost half of the population, looking at local methodology in Rivers State, are not employed, or maybe I should add, in my own thinking, underemployed. So what do you think should be the path going forward, especially now that in about 18 days' time, we will be having a fresh government? What should be the pattern? What should be the style in terms of creating jobs? You know, a lot of the radio conversation over the last few years has been that not much has been done about creating jobs in Rivers State. You can argue with that. You can argue because the government will tell you, oh, when we were building XYZ, people were employed. People were the ones who carried, you know, cement and all the things that they carried. So the question then is, whether people were employed or not, going forward, how do we ensure that we reduce the rate of unemployment in Rivers State? Because I know a lot of you listening, you're not happy your children after graduating from school. And by the way, more people will graduate by the end of this year. So how do we then ensure that after they have gone to gain knowledge, that they have a place to work and to earn, and then also contributes for the betterment of society? Because when you work and when you earn, you then pay taxes to government, which is also another way of improving government's revenue generation. So I'm wondering, what do you make of it? What do you think about it? How do you envision? How do you think we can push this unemployment to a point where it is reduced? I mean, there's unemployment in every place, even in the developed places. We've got unemployed persons. But like I've said, in some places it is reduced to the, you know, to the barest. To the barest. We've got 10% in some places, 7% in other places. Can we reduce it like that in River State? Can we make River State, you know, the hub when it comes to, you know, people want to come in and do business. People want to come in and invest. These are some of the things that we need to look at when we're talking about development, especially of River State. Mm. Because I am of the opinion that the federal government cannot do it alone. Nah. The federal government also somehow needs the various state governments to do as much as they can. And this is one way the state government can help reduce unemployment. It could be, I don't know, I don't want to put the answers in your head, but what do you think? You're living in Rivers State. You're doing business in Rivers State. For those who are unemployed, most especially, you've gone round, you're looking for jobs. As a matter of fact, a lot of our youths are leaving the borders of Rivers State to go look for jobs elsewhere. So you can call in. I'm suspecting that we're having problems with the lines that I've reeled out. So I'm going to give one extra number, 0817-923-0007. I'm going to give an extra number. You can call in because I can see the messages pouring in. But I want to start with phone calls right about now. I want to get your take on this. How can we reduce unemployment drastically in River State? How can we reduce it? So I've got Lambert. And he's calling me from Andoni. I'm going to take Lambert's call now. 92.3.
I thought if the only way we can try and stop that in this situation is, like, if you come to the offshore of Andoni.
Okay.
Not the Oyarokoto Act of Andoni.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I've heard of it.
If the state government can make provision for some this marine boat for fishing.
Okay.
This trawler for fishing. it can help and cause some, can take some people off the street. And additional thing that there should be factories like this furniture company putting guys there, putting people that will teach them how to do, like some person to be self-employed, and that too will help and cause unemployment in River State, not the civil service job only. Like as I'm listening today on the news, I have some person complaining that the portal for the exam is not opening and all that. And at the end of the day, do you think they will not employ people? They will still employ people. I have seen somebody have told me that one of his uncles said he should send his details to him. And that person, because he has somebody for him that will do that for him, he has that opportunity to send those things. But what about those people on the street that have no opportunity, that believe that God will make that way for them? So if persons are trained for different jobs and different skills, it will help. If you train one person, the person can train the other person, and like that, it will help and put people off the street. And if government should be able to put careful at that Oyoropoto is not the whole South Africa is one of the biggest fishing ports there. And people from Ghana, all that, that are coming at that offshore, doing jobs, doing fishing jobs. So if government will channel, the government will channel their energy towards that side, it will help. That's our only contribution.
All right, thank you very much, Lambert from Andoni. Thank you very much for your time. All right, this message says wickedness is the bane of our problem in River State in employment. Government is not sincere. Private sector will want bribe from you before they employ you, I believe. Big Ben with that one. This one says, Kanada, good evening. I think the process will be completed. People should be patient. However, I don't even know why the local government workers are not included in the said promotion. Okay. All right. Thank you very much you didn't drop your name, but thank you nonetheless for your contribution. Remember, you can try the order lines if you're unable to reach me through the first two numbers I've reeled out. 0817-923-0007. And 0817-923-0009. I'm asking several questions. The first one I'm asking, do you see the government, you know, bringing to fruition the promise that they have made? Because now we're saying over 2 months have passed since they gave the directive that 10,000 persons should be employed. The first caller did say, Just maybe, the employment is going on, but it is man no man. Do you think that's also a possibility? But moving beyond all of these rhetorics, I'm asking the question, if we were to tackle unemployment in River State, should it be through the civil service? Or do you think there is another way, there is another path by which we can begin to tackle unemployment and by extension tackle insecurity, tackle poverty, tackle, you know, all the other things that bedevil our society that we can relate, we can link to unemployment in River State.